This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Unions strive to use the power of collective bargaining to improve pay and working conditions for employees. A Macomb-based author says a particular union has used its influence to also advance social justice causes. Dock worker unions in Durban, South Africa, and the San Francisco Bay Area are the subject of Peter Cole's new book, Dock Worker Power. Cole is a professor of history at Western Illinois University. He says he chose two cities on different continents because he wanted to get beyond a single country's boundaries and history.
Durban and South Africa South Africa shares much in common with the U.S. in terms of its long history of diversity, but also racism and inequality, and a long history of activism to try to push for equality. I wanted to basically explore this issue beyond the U.S. and beyond a single case because it's hard to draw conclusions based on a single study. But if you're doing comparisons, well, you might be able to see something that's more generalizable because it's not just a single place, which might or might not be exceptional. And so by doing comparative work, as I have tried to do, which is a challenge in a lot of ways, but nevertheless stimulating, I'm suggesting that, in fact, it's not just the Bay Area, right? That, in fact, the militant history of dock workers in Durban, South Africa also suggests that it's this occupational group. That's particularly interesting because they've been capable of collective actions that many other workers have either not been able to or not been willing to.
Are dock worker unions stronger because they're so well integrated?
Well, that's a logical conclusion, and I would agree with it 100%. We could look at some unions that have been able to hold on to a disproportionate amount of control over hiring and promotions, and some unions have done that despite being racist. But the unions that I've chosen to study have, in fact, essentially embraced the idea that it doesn't matter what your ethnicity is or nationality is or the sort of so-called color of your skin is, it matters that you're a worker and that you're the motto of both unions I've studied is an injury to one is an injury to all. And so they're very much interested in trying to help each other instead of just helping ourselves. We're animals, and so we can't help but want to help ourselves. But we're also have large brains, and so hopefully we can be more compassionate maybe and look out for other human beings who often have the same interests and same needs as we do. These unions have generally been good at that. They're far from perfect. Humans created them. But like they have often worked very intentionally to promote not just, say, better wages and conditions, but very also much leading the charge against white supremacy in both these countries, as well as against fascism. In San Francisco, for instance, in 2017, when a small fascist group wanted to organize an event in San Francisco, it was these dock workers who were among the leading groups to sort of say, no, we don't want you here. The Nazis can go back to 1940s Germany. And so, you know, these unions don't just work to benefit themselves. They also have consistently, if not always, fought for the good of others.
What do you believe the future will hold for dock worker unions?
Well, that's I'm a historian, right? I'm still writing about things that happened 100 years ago. But you know, automation, one of the reasons I wrote about this for one of the three major themes of my book is because it affects all workers. Pick an industry. There's not a single industry, including mine, university, education, professors, where technology could either benefit us or drastically hurt us. What's the future for dock worker unions? There is more efforts on the part of shipping corporations to automate, which would generally mean fewer workers and weaker unions. What will happen with that? I don't know. But I do know, actually, it's very much part of the conversation. And more generally, shipping is one part of what you could call the logistics or transportation industry or supply chain management. And, well, we hear a lot about, for instance, driverless cars. Well, there are millions of truck drivers, right? And so this larger industry of which shipping is a central component is one of the key industries of global economy, of global capitalism. But also what happens in these industries will no doubt shape the rest of our worlds. But what will happen in, say, the next 10 to 20 years, I honestly cannot say. I look forward to finding out.
Peter Cole is a professor of history at Western Illinois University. His new book is titled Dock Worker Power, Race and Activism in Durban and the San Francisco Bay Area. Cole will sign copies of the book and give a brief presentation tomorrow. The event begins at 1 p.m. at New Copperfields Book Service on Macomb's Courthouse Square. Cole is currently involved with a public art project in Chicago to mark the 100th anniversary of race riots that killed 38 people and injured 500 others. He believes few people know about it, even though it's the worst case of racial violence in Chicago's history. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.